It's nearly time for the end of this season of Penal's Politics before the summer break. We're going to be back in September at a new time, 10 a.m. instead of 7 in the evening. And I do hope you're going to rejoin us. We might change, maybe think about one or two little things on the programme to keep things fresh. But we will carry on talking to politicians and super heavyweight pundits like Emily and Kieran and rising stars, established heavyweights like Rushnara and like Charles, who tells us he's bored with everything that's gone on this evening. We may have the odd surprise guest, people who have something to say about politics, even if they're nothing to do with the political game. Just happen to be people who seem interesting, maybe even famous for anything but politics. Remember these moments?
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday.
It being Remembrance Sunday, it seemed a good idea to get a few words with James Blunt, platinum-selling pop star, former soldier. You know the CV. I didn't expect the story that he had to tell. You were the lead officer. You'd been told to attack and destroy the Russians.
Fortunately, up on the radio came General Mike Jackson, whose exact words at the time were saying, I'm not going to have my soldiers be responsible for starting World War III, and told us, why don't we sugar off down the road?
Kiss her, go on and kiss her.
Benedict Cumberbatch, Sherlock Holmes actor.
John, why are you talking to me?
Well, I'll tell you, because I'm a fan, Benedict. I'm a fan. And first of all, good luck on your...
Bless you, John. But you don't want me to give a State of the Nation address or anything remotely kind of important and grown up, do you?
Well, first of all, I want to hear what
you
think.
We're being very flippant on this record.
Yeah, although we are sitting around here talking about a bit about the State of the Nation, but in particular, you know, spending cuts, and you have strong views on that.
I do have a view. I mean, I think spending cuts affect the poorest in our country, and everyone around me is looking at me looking really worried because I know I'm about to go off, but I'm very aware of how it's affecting people at every level.
For anyone who may say Roger Moore, national icon, national treasure, but maybe a bit unpatriotic by living abroad for tax reasons, just what do you say to them in a nutshell?
I paid my taxes at the time that I was earning a decent income, so I've already paid my due.
I know you don't want to get into the detail of all the politics in Europe at the moment, but you're cheering David Cameron on, are you, in his attempts to play a difficult hand in the midst of this European crisis?
Absolutely. I think he's doing absolutely wonderfully well, despite the opposition from many members of his own party. Traitors, I call them.
Really? That's harsh, Sir Roger. Do you mean the hardline Eurosceptics?
I mean any hardliner who speaks out against their leader. You should support your leader.
Loyalty is everything.
It is.
If I had to choose one moment.
I spoke to Mylene Klass.
Well, you know what my views are on this. I think an Englishman's home is his castle, and I think we should feel safe in our own homes. Surely that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and if that means, using a rolling pin or a knife or a, I don't know, a cello, whatever comes to hand.
Take whatever's to hand.
Yeah. Then the law should let you do that, you think?
If somebody comes in with a rolling pin, well, then I'm gonna bring a bigger rolling pin to the party.
Well, you've got your cello, you know. You've got your piano
I've
stool.
I've got a grand piano, my friend. I've got a whole arsenal of classical instruments.
That Sunday.
There was a rumour. You were thinking of shaving off your moustache to get more roles. Now, you are Hulk Hogan. You're the guy with the moustache. And I get Enterprise. I get one into work. Now, that is surely a sacrifice too far. I speak as someone who's worn my moustache since I was 13.
There you go. I called my theatrical agent and I said, I'm thinking about coming back to work, and I'll even shave my moustache and shave my head if that means I can get, you know, more parts and stuff.
Yeah, but your moustache, Hulk.
It grows back, dude.
I can't get my head around that.
If I had to choose just one day.
Just a few of the moments from this particular run of this programme. Hopefully we'll get a few more such moments when we move to our new slot, 10 o'clock, you know, from September.